You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced face masks will no longer be mandatory in public places and schools in England, and COVID-19 passports will be dropped for large events as infections level off in large parts of the country.
This morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire. As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end.
Health Secretary Sajid Javid says the decision to cut the so-called Plan B restrictions was because the Omicron variant was in retreat.
Our plan was to use the time that Plan B gave us to give ourselves extra power in our fight against Omicron. This plan has worked, and the data shows that Omicron is in retreat. Today's ONS data shows a fall in infections, including in older age groups. Hospitalizations have also fallen over the past week, and the number of patients, COVID patients, in intensive care beds is now at the same level as it was back in July. I've always said that we would open up the country as soon as the data supports it.
But British virologist Lawrence Young from the University of Warwick warns it may be too soon to drop all coronavirus restrictions.
We certainly can't be complacent when you've got, you know, what was it, 94,000 cases reported yesterday. I haven't seen today's data, but these are very high infection levels. You know, we were worried months ago when we were looking at 25, 30,000 cases a day. Why should we be complacent when we've got three times that level of infection? I think we've all been lulled into a false sense of security over this. And I think we just need to be careful, and we need to make sure that the messaging is out there to say that, you know, we're still at a very delicate time. It's still the winter. We've still got other infections. The NHS, whatever you say, is under extreme pressure at the moment, particularly in certain parts of the country. And we're not out of the woods yet.
He says it may have been safer to have waited a few more weeks to analyse data before lifting the curbs. Meanwhile, as another coronavirus wave surges through India, cities have reintroduced restrictions. Schools are shut again, and many businesses are being forced to reduce their opening hours. To fight the wave of infections, India has increased vaccination rates and started offering jabs to children aged between 15 and 18. Frontline health workers are also getting what's being described as a precautionary third dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. It's also being offered to people over 60 with other illnesses, but the majority of the country is still waiting for the vaccine. Gaurav Gupta, the government official in charge of the COVID-19 response in Bengaluru, the capital of India's southern Karnataka state, defends the city's decision to reimpose the curfews and restrictions.
If all of us wear masks at all time, in that case, that obviously brings down the virus. Now, very often it is not possible and the number of cases go up. When the number of cases go up and it goes beyond a certain limit, in that case the government has to further restrict the interaction among the people. And that is possible through restrictions such as night curfew, weekend curfew, etc.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has announced new measures against the coronavirus as Omicron cases hit a record high in the capital. Tokyo and a dozen other areas in Japan will face new COVID-19 restrictions effective from tomorrow. The measure will put the 13 areas under a three-week restraint through until February the 13th. New daily coronavirus infections in Tokyo rose to nearly 7,500 cases on Wednesday, its highest since a previous record of just under 6,000 in August. Mr. Kishida urged people not to be afraid.
In order to fight against this unknown virus, we need to prepare well, but shouldn't be afraid of it too much. We need to work closely with each prefecture and make decisions based on scientific evidence and the knowledge of experts. We will overcome this situation with the cooperation of healthcare workers and, most importantly, with the cooperation of the citizens.
In the Netherlands, Amsterdam's famous Concertgebouw Orchestra is rehearsing Charles Ives' Symphony No. 2 and is joining a number of other cultural institutions who've joined civil disobedience action to protest ongoing Dutch coronavirus restrictions. Simon Reinink, the director of the Concertgebouw Concert Hall, says banning people from going to theatres, concerts and museums makes no sense.
Actually, we do not understand, and there is no reasoning for it, because we have shown over the last 2 years that it's very, very safe to go to a concert or to go to a museum. Actually, it's our profession, crowd management. We know how to deal with large crowds, and we've done it in a very, very safe way. And as far as I know, there was not one single event that could be pinpointed that was a source of infections during the last 2 years.
Meanwhile, in Poland, which is once again bracing for a new wave of coronavirus infections and the threat of rising numbers of COVID-19 patients needing hospital treatment, health workers say they are simply exhausted. Dr. Miloš Jankowski is the deputy head of Poland's Central Clinical Hospital's Department of Anesthesiology and Intensive Care.
I think we will manage, because we managed to go through the previous waves. Certainly, everyone is really tired with the COVID-19 pandemic. However, we must look realistically ahead. There will be a fifth wave of very sick, unvaccinated people. They're already very numerous.
More than 30,000 new cases were reported in the 24 hours into Wednesday in this nation of around 38 million people, and health authorities predict the figure could double in the next week. Some 20% of the infections involve the highly contagious Omicron variant. In the United States, New Mexico is asking National Guard troops and state bureaucrats to volunteer to serve as substitute teachers as schools struggle to keep classrooms open amid surging COVID-19 infections. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the unprecedented effort to reopen classrooms in the capital city of Santa Fe and shore up staffing across the state. She paid tribute to Brigadier General Miguel Aguilar and his National Guard personnel for stepping up in unusual circumstances.
So it's about using every government employee that we can and to get to a goal to 500. And I also just, a shout out to General Aguilar and the men and women. These are folks who are quickly adaptable because of their specific training to meet the needs in any community issue, irrespective of what it is.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.